Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. We're beginning the fifth parak of Maseches Yuma. So we're continuing to discuss the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So we had mentioned that the Kohen Gadol, he's now in the middle of the Avodah of the Ketores. We said that he goes up the Mizbeach with the special Machto, he takes some Gechalim, he comes down the Mizbeach, and he puts the Machto with the Gechalim down on the ground. The next thing that happens, it says the Mishnah, is they go to the Lishkas HaKelim, and says the Mishnah, Hitziu leyas a kaf ves a machta. And they bring from there, and they bring to the Kohen Gadol, they take out a kaf and a machta. A spoon, which we'll see is going to be the spoon that he's going to bring the Ketores with into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ves a machta and a machta, which we'll see in the Gemara. So they bring him this kaf and the machta. And chafan meloi chafna venasan leseicha kaf. And he takes a certain amount of the Ketores, a meloi chafnav, which means a double handful, and he puts the handful that he's able to scoop out with both of his hands of the Ketores, and he puts it into the calf. A Kohen Gadol has larger hands, so it will be a larger shear. Someone who has smaller hands will be a smaller shear. It's kafi the Kohen Gadol at the time. And that was the midah, which we'll see in the Gemara what that means. Then he takes the machta, not referring to the machta that we just mentioned. We'll see all this in the Gemara is going to explain. He takes the machta b'yamina v'sakaf b'smaylai. So says the Gemara, machta tanalei. We have mentioned already previously that the Kohen Gadol goes up the Mizbeach with the Machta, and he uses that Machta to take Gechalim. Then we said he comes down the Mizbeach and he puts the Machta down on the floor, and then our mission over here now starts off that they bring him a Kaf and a Machta. We already spoke about the Machta. The Kohen Gadol already had the Machta. We said that he went up the Mizbeach with the Machta to take the Gechalim. So what does our Mishnah mean when it says, Aitzir leyes a Kaf ves a Machta? So says the Gemara that Hatanali not la samachta va'alul reisha mizbeach v'chayte v'yayrit. We said that he goes up to mizbeach with the machta and he takes the gechalim. So why are we mentioning now that they're bringing him a machta? So says the Gemara, hasa machta de gechalim v'hacha machta de keteres. No, there's two different. It's not the same machta. Until now we were discussing the machta that has the gechalim, which is the machta that the Kohen Gadol is going to eventually bring lefnai v'lefnim. That special machta that the Kohen Gadol used to take the Gechalim. Now it's on the ground. You put it down on the floor. So that's that Machta. Our Mishnah is discussing a different Machta. Our Mishnah is discussing a Machta that had in the Ketores. And it was from this Machta that the Kohen Gadol would scoop out a Mlai Chafnav of Ketores, and then he would put it into the Kaf. And then we do away with this machta. This machta is not relevant anymore. So what the Mishnah means to say is that after the Kohen Gadol goes up the Mizbeach with the special Yom Kippur Machta, So he takes the Gechalim, he puts it down on the ground, and then they bring him a kaf and a machta that's filled with Ketores. The Kohen Gadol takes out a Mloi Chafnav of Ketores from this machta that's filled with Ketores, and he takes that Mloi Chafnav and he puts it into the kaf. And now, that the machta with the, that had in the Ketores is irrelevant and is from then on. So now he has, in the end, now he has a kaf that has in it a Mloi Chafnav of Ketores, and he has a machta that he had, that he used before, that has in it Gechalim. And that's what the Mishnah means in the end when it says that is not to us a machta b'yaminu v'sakaf v'smaylai. That's now going back to the machta of Gechalim, not the machta mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah. That's going back to the machta of Gechalim, that he takes that machta with Gechalim in his right hand and the kaf that now has in it a mloi chafnav of Ketores into his left hand, and that's how he's going to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim like we'll see later. So says the Gemara that this idea that there was this other machta that had in the Ketores, that we find in the Braisa, the Tanya we learned in the Braisa, that Haitziu lei kaf reikon milishkas hakelim, they would bring him an empty kaf, an empty spoon from the lishkas hakelim, umachta gedusha shal Ketores milishkas beis avtinas, and also a heaping, a full shovel full of Ketores that they would bring from the lishkas beis avtinas where they made the Ketores. So they would bring him this machta that had in it a large amount of Ketores. And it was from there that the Kohen Gadol took the Mloi Chafnav. Now in our Gemaras we have two dots over here, and it seems like the Gemaras now is quoting the Mishnah, but in the earlier prints of the Gemaras, so these two dots are not here, and really this is a Hemshech of the Braisa. That the Braisa then continues that Chafan Mloi Chafnav, that they bring the Kohen Gadol this Machta that's filled with Ketores, Chafan Mloi Chafnav, the Kohen Gadol takes a Mloi Chafnav, and he puts the Mloi Chafnav into the into the calf. Hagadol fi gadol, vakatol fi katnay, vikach chaisa midasa. And it was each kai gadol kafi the size of his hands. Says the Gemara Vayter, Kaf b'yayim ha-kippurim lamali. So it says in the Mishnah that he would take the mulei chafnav of Ketairis in his hands, and then he would put it from his hands into a kaf. And the shayla is why? Why can't the Kohen Gadol just go lefnai v'lefnim with the Ketairis in his hands? Why does he have to put it into a kaf? And the way the Shagas Aryeh and Gurus Aryeh explains is that if anything, we should dafka want him to use his hands. Because, like we've mentioned this far in the past, that mishum chulsha the Kohen Gadol had to do a lot of work on Yom Kippur, and he was fasting. So we try to make all the Avodah as easy as possible for the Kohen Gadol. We've mentioned that's why all the time everyone else is doing things for him. They're bringing him the kalim, they're bringing him the animal. We mentioned that's why we had a special machto. It was lighter, it was thinner. So why not over here also? Why not have the Kohen Gadol go lefnai v'lefnim with the Mlei Chafnav of Ketairis in his hands? Why would they make him put it into a calf, which is obviously heavier than just his hands? Why put the Ketairis into a calf and not just use his hands? So says the Gemara, and don't say that there's a chiv to use a kli, because says the Gemara, we've seen in the Pasuk that there's no chiv to use a kli. Because the Pasuk says, Mulei chafna vehevi amarachmana. The Torah makes it sound like he goes in with it in his hands. It says, Mulei chafnav. It says he takes this Mulei chafna vehevi and he brings it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So if you look in the Pesukim, it doesn't make any mentioning of a kli. So there's no chiv to have a kli. So once there's no chiv to have a kli, so why give him the kli? Why give him the kaf? Why not just have him go into Lefnav Lefnim with the Ketairis in his bare hands? So says the Gemara, Mishum Delei Efshar, because it's just practically not possible. It's not possible that the Kohen Gadol is going to go Lefnav Lefnim with the Ketairis in his hands. Why not? Dehechin Avid, because how is he going to do it? Remember, he also has to bring in the Machta that has the Gecholim. So he's going to have the Machta with the Gecholim, and now this Mulei Chafnav of Ketairis. So Dehechin Avid, how is he going to do it? Na'ayol v'hadr na'ayol, to go in one time with the macht of Gecholim, and then to come out and then bring in now the Mulei Chafnav of Ketairis in his bare hands, so he's going to end up going in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim two times. Haba achas amrachmana v'loi shtei habois. That's not a possibility, because the Torah is mashma that he's only supposed to go in one time and not two times. It only mentions going in once. So that's not a possibility. So what are you going to say? So nishkli l'ketayres b'chayfnav, to take the ketayres in his mleichafnav v'nachte l'machta Allah, and then, like the Ritva explains, have another kayin. The Kohen Gadol's hands are unavailable now. His two hands are filled with Ketairis. So then maybe from then, now have another Kohen go and take his machta that has a Nekecholim and put it on top of his hands. Put it on top. So this way, he's going to be holding now the Gecholim and the Ketairis all in his hands. He'll have a full Mlei Chafnav of Ketairis in his hands, and another Kohen will go and assist him by putting the shovel of Gecholim on top, v'leil, and he'll go in like that. Meaning, obviously, the Kohen Gadol can't take the shovel himself because his hands are full, but have another Kohen go and put the Machta on top of the Kohen Gadol's hands. Well, says the Gemara, that's also not a possibility, because even though, like that, he could then go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and be able to take everything in one time, but then Kimati Hasam, but then what's he going to do once he gets into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? He's going to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim by himself, and how is he going to get everything down to be able to be makter the Ketairis of Lefnai v'Lefnim? Nishkle b'shine. Remember, his hands are full, so he can't just put down the machta with Gecholim. So how is he going to put it down? Nishkle b'shine, if he takes off the machta with his teeth. I guess if he has very strong teeth. So he'll bite onto the machta and put down the machta. And then now he'll just have his hands with Ketairis to be makta the Ketairis. Well, says the Gemara, that's not a possibility. That's not something that he's allowed to do, to take off the machta with his teeth. Because hashtel fnei melech basar v'dam ein eisen kein, if a person wouldn't do that in front of a human king, so then all the more so, that's not a proper way to do avodah in front of Hashem. That's just pasha not derech eretz. So therefore, it's not a possibility. Hilkoch lo yafshar. It's not possible. V'kevin lo yafshar. So since it's not possible for him to bring in the Mlei Chafnav with his bare hands, so therefore, avdinan kedash kacham b'nesiyim. So we do, like we find by the nesiyim, it says, kaf achas malaya ketayres. It mentions that they used the kaf. So here too also, being that it's not possible for the Kohen Gadol to go lefnai v'lefnim with the Keteres in his bare hands, so therefore we say to use a calf, like we find a precedent to this in the times of the Nisim, and therefore that's what the Kohen Gadol does as well. That he brings in the Keteres and the calf, and like this he's able to hold the calf with the Keteres and the Gechalim, the Machta with the Gechalim, and to be able to go in Lefnai v'Lefnim all in one shot. Says the Gemara writer, "Nato as a machta b'yamin v'as a kaf b'smol." We said in the Mishnah that in terms of which hand holds which thing, so we said that it's the right hand that holds the machta with gechalim, and it's the left hand that he uses to hold the kaf with the keteres. And now the Gemara is going to be bothered is that if you would have to guess which one's more chashuv, the machta that has in it gechalim or the kaf that has in the keteres. So naturally, a person would assume that the keteres is more chashuv than the gechalim. The keteres itself is more chashuv than the gechalim. Now, generally, the right hand is more chashuv than the left hand. So if the right hand is more chashuv than the left hand, so you would think that should then mean that the right hand should hold the kaf with the keteres and the left hand should hold the gechalim. And the Mishnah says the opposite. The Mishnah says that he takes the machta in the right hand and the kaf with the keteres in his left hand. So ask the which is an expression which literally means that the citizen, the one who lives in the land, so he sits ba'ara, he sits on the floor. The giyaira, the guest in town, he sits b'shmei shmaya, he sits all the way up there. Meaning you would think that the one who's the thing that's more chashuv should be treated with more chashivas. So too over here, the thing that's more chashuv, the calf with the keteres, should be taken with the kohen gadol's right hand, not in his left hand. So says the gemara, no. Practically, there's a reason why Dafka takes the gechalim in his right hand. Because zumeruba v'zumu etes. The gechalim was very heavy. It had three kav of gechalim. Whereas v'zumu etes, this, the Malay Chafnav of Keteres, it was just the Malay Chafnav. Malay Chafnav is generally not so big, and therefore the Kohen Gadol used his right hand to bring the heavier thing to bring the gechalim. And says the Gemara, that v'afilib is man sheshnei and shavin. Even if you would have a Kohen Gadol who had massive hands, and therefore it would be the same size, Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis, like the Maaser Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis, the Gemara is going to bring soon, that he had massive hands, still Zuchama v'zutzay nedes. Still it's easier for the Kohen Gadol to use his right hand to bring the Machta with the Gecholim because it's hot. And the right hand has an easier time taking something which is not just heavier, but something which is harder to carry for other reasons, even because it's hot. So therefore it's the right hand that he uses to carry the hat gechalim, and it's the left hand, v'zutzeinenes, the keteres is cold, and therefore he carries that in his left hand. Says the Gemara, Amro, love of Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis, they said about Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis, who the Marsha in our Gemara, in the Hemshech of the Gemara, he proves that this Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis is the same Rabbi Shmuel mentioned on the Aftesim and Aleph. Because there we called him Rabbi Shmuel ben Pavi. Pavi was the name of his father, and Kimchis was the name of his mother, who is one of the Kayanim Gedailim, the Tzadikim, who served in the second Beis HaMikdash. So Amro Lava al Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis, they said about Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis, Shayachayfen ar ba'as kavin b'mulay chafnav, that he had tremendously large hands, and he was able to, his mulay chafnav was four kav, so it was even larger than the three kav of Gecholim. But still we said he uses the right hand to carry the Gecholim, but this is the Rabbi Shmuel that we were talking about, that even if you would have such a thing, he still carries the Gecholim in his right hand. This is that Rabbi Shmuel, that there was a story that he even shayachayfen arbas kav b'lay chafnav, he was able to take four kav of keteres in his b'lay chafnav. Va'aymer, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis used to say about himself, well, how he's so big, is because kol hanashim zered zirdu. They changed the gersa. That kol hanashim zered zirdu. All the other ladies in the world, they get this zered. The zered ima ala legag. But the zered that my mother received is the greatest. So now, what exactly that means? The Gemara brings two different, versions. So ikad da'amri barson. Some say it refers to the food that his mother ate while she was expecting. Ukad the rabbi bar yonason. Like rabbi bar yonason said, amar rabbi bar yonason, amar rabbi yechiel, that arson yafa l'chayla, that arson, this food, arson, is very good for a chayla. And astam uberes is a chayla. So his mother ate this, and the child also absorbs the food that the mother eats. The child in the mother's stomach also eats the food that the mother eats, Rabbeinu Eliyakim explains over here. And therefore, because his mother ate such good arson, so that's why he became so big. V'ika da'amri, and some say that b'shichva zera, that it was because of the shichva zera that he was conceived from, that his mother was able to, it's only one piece of shechva zera that actually forms the child, and his mother was naturally able to choose the best one to be able to form him, and therefore he was so strong and so big. could Rabbi Avohu, like we find Rabbi Avohu said, or Rabbi Avohu Rami, he asked the stira, Ksiv Tazreini Chayla Muchama, Uksiv Hamazreini Chayla Muchama. It says that David HaMelech praises Hashem, he says that you girded me with strength, and one place the Pasuk says Vatazreini without an Aleph, and the other place it says it with an Aleph. So what's the Pshat? So says Rabbi Avayu, that Amar David of Nea Kadosh Baruch Hu, that David of Melech was telling Kadosh Baruch Hu two different words. That Ribbono Shel Olam, Zaritani Vezertani, Vezeraztani. That you, Zaritani is like a lashon of winnowing, of like Bayrir, that you chose me from like the best one, meaning that's like the Shech Vezer Pshat, Vezeraztani, and you girded me with strength, that's like the Arsim Pshat. So we find, this concept, that makes a person strong, and that's what Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimches said about himself, that he was so strong, either because of the arson that his mother ate, or because he came from the choicest Shekhva Zara. Amra Lava Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimches, says the Gemara Vayter, that they said about Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimches, that Pam Achas, one time, again, he was the Kohen Gadol, and one of the Kehanim Gedolim, of the Tzadikim, that one of the Tzadikim who were Kehanim Gedolim, during the Zman Bayesheni. So they said about Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimches, that Pam Achas, that one time, Rashi says, it was on Yom Kippur, when he was Milv doing the Avayda, so one time he went out of the Beis HaMikdash, and Sipir Dvarim Emaravi Echa B'Shuk, and he went to talk with a certain Arab in the Shuk. Now, why would he be leaving the Beis HaMikdash in the middle of the Avodah of Yom Kippur to go talk to an Arab in the Shuk? So the Aruch HaNer on Lamigimel Mbeis and Meseches Nida, so the Aruch HaNer over there writes, he proves that really this was a Melech. He wasn't just a Stam, any random Arab. He was a Melech, and because of the fear of the king, so he felt the need to go speak to him. So he went ahead and he was speaking to this Arab, to this guy, and this guy, he had some spit that came out of his mouth, and it went onto the clothing of Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimches. Now, Chazal were guys are tuma on a guy, that they're tame like a zav. Now, the lach of a zav is that his mayanis are tame, the different liquids, certain liquids that come out of his body are tame. Included in that is his spit. So the spit of a guy is tame b'masa. So when this spit left the guy's mouth and went onto the clothing of Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimches, he actually became tame. He became tame from the guy because he is carrying now the spit, so he became tame b'tumas masa. So now that he became tame, v'nichnas yeshevav achiv v'shimesh tachtav. So his brother Yeshevav, he went ahead and he replaced Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimches that year on Yom Kippur. It was Yom Kippur itself, so he had no time to go to the mikvah and to have Harav Shemesh. He'd go to the mikvah, but he wouldn't have Harav Shemesh. And the rabbanim were geizer tuma on a guy. That even though it's only a tuma de rabbanim, which often doesn't need Harav Shemesh, but here they were geizer that he's mamish like a zav daraisa, and therefore he would need Harav Shemesh. So he wasn't able to just go to the mikvah because he wouldn't have Harav Shemesh, and it was already Yom Kippur. So therefore his brother Yeshevav went and replaced him and served as Kohen Gadol. The rasa iman shel shnei kohanim gedolim b'yemechad. So it came out that their mother Kimches, she was able to see two of her children serve as Kohen Gadol on one day. Vishuv Amru Alav Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimches. They say another story, very similar story about Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimches, that Pamachas Yatza Vesipirim Hegmoin Echad Beshuk. Also, one time in Yom Kippur, he went out to speak to a certain officer in the Shuk, which, again, we could assume it was some sort of Pikuach Nefesh also, that he felt the need to speak to them. Venitza Tzinayrim Yipiv Albegadav Venichnas Albegadav. So, and again, same thing happened. Some spit left the guy's mouth and it went onto his clothing, so he became Tameh. And this time, Venichnas Yaisiv Achid Vishimish Tachdav. This time, a different brother, Yosef went and replaced him and served as Kohen Gadol. The Tez Yishanim says, why didn't Yeshevav serve? Yeshevav wasn't there at the time, very practically, Tez Yishanim says. Yeshevav wasn't around. Yosef was there. So Yosef served as Kohen Gadol and replaced his brother, Rabbi Shmuel. And the Rasa Iman Shnei Kohanim Gedolim B'Yaymechad. And again, the mother Kimches was zeichet to see two of her children serve as Kohen Gadol on one day. Says the Gemara Vayter, that Tan Rabbanon, Shiva Banim Hayula LeKimches, Kimches, this mother of Rabbi Shmuel, this mother of Yeshevav and Yosef, she had seven children, she had seven sons, V'kulan Shimshu B'Kuna Gedayla, every single one of them became a Kohen Gadol. Amru La Chochamim, the Chochamim said to her, Ma'asis Shezachas LeKach, what did you do that you were Zeichet to such a thing, that seven of your children served as Kohen Gadol? So Amru Lahem, so Kimches said to the Chochamim, because Miyamai basically that I'm very careful that I don't reveal my hair even in the privacy of my own house. Even when I'm in the privacy of my own house, I'm makbid to cover my hair. So Amrullah, so the Chum Setter, you should know that Harbi Asukain Vulahi Ilu, that there were many people that did that and they were and it didn't work for them. It didn't work for them to have children that were Kehanim Gedailim. So the Orzarua explains that it doesn't mean that that wasn't the thing that did it for her, but what they were saying is that there must be something else also. Avada that Tznius was something which helped, but there must be that there was something else also that helped, and you just don't realize. And that's why many people, they did just this, that they covered their hair even in the privacy of their own home, and that alone wasn't what did it. Says the Gemara, right? The Tan Rabbanan, Bekumsai. So now the Gemara is going to discuss a lot of the halachas of Kamitza, and which is, it's very similar to Chafina. Really, we're discussing Chafina, that the Kohen Gadol took a Mulei Chafna, if he put his hands into the Machta with Keteres, and then he took that Mulei Chafna and put it into the Kaf. So now that we're speaking about Chafina, Agav, speaking about Chafina, we're going to mention different things about Kamitza, and from Kamitza, we're going to ask, when discussing the halachas of Kamitza, we're going to discuss how those halachas apply to Chafina, whether or not those halachas apply to Chafina as well. So what Kamitza is, basically, Bekitzer, is that certain, when the person brought a carbon mincha, which is consisted mainly of flour, so the Kayin would put his hand into the flour, and he would fold three of his fingers towards his palm. So he would leave out his pinky and his thumb, but he would fold three of his fingers into the flour and fold it against his palm. And the flour that came out in this, it was called a kamitza, it was called a kaimates, the flour that came out between his three fingers and his palm, so that's called a kaimates, that he was makdir on the mizbeach, and the rest of it was known as the shirayim, that was eaten by kehanim. So it says the Gemara, that Tan Rabbanan, we learned in Abraisa, Bekumtsai, it says his kaimates, so we dash it from there, Shlo Yasa Midal kaimates, that you're not allowed to make, let's say the kain wants to just, he'll measure how much he could take up in his kaimates, and when he does kamitza, he'll measure how much ends up coming out, and now he'll just make a kli that's that size, he'll make a measuring cup that measures to be that amount. So next time someone wants to bring a karba mincha, he'll use this special measuring kli that he has to do the kaimates. Is he allowed to do that? Says the Braisa, no. It says Bekumtsai that he has to actually do the process of kamitza. He has to actually put his fingers in and do the kamitza. Shlayasa midal kaimates. He's not allowed to make a cup that just has the measurements of a kaimates. So now says the Gemara, that's the halacha when it comes to kamitza, which again is similar to Chafina. Chafina also, the Kohen Gadol, he stuck his hands into the Keteres to take it out. So he bailuhu ma'u sheyasa midal chafina. What's the halacha with regards to Chafina? Is the Kohen Gadol allowed to measure how large his Mlei Chafnav is, and then to make a kli of that size and to use that on Yom Kippur, or does he dafka have to put his hands in? So says the Gemara, what are the tzadei ashayla? The shayla is like this. Hasim over there, when it comes to kamitza, hasim hu dichsev bekumtsai. There it says bekumtsai, that they actually do the maisa kamitza. Aval hacha by chafina, the likesev bechafnav, it doesn't say he has to actually do it in his chafnav. Ela malay chafnav, it says he takes a malay chafnav keteres samim daka. It says he takes a malay chafnav, which is a measurement. It's not something, it's not describing a verb, an action that the Kohen Gadol has to do. It's not saying he has to put his hands in. It says he has to take a Mulai Chafnav, which is a certain measurement. So maybe he could accomplish that by using a kli. Or maybe no, maybe we learn out Mulai Mulai from Kumtsai, because there's a pasuk by Kaimates also which uses the word Mulai. So maybe we learn out Mulai Mulai from Kaimates, from Kamitza. That just like by Kamitza, he's not allowed to use a measuring cup. So too by Chafina, he's not allowed to use a measuring cup. That's the Tzadei Ashayla. So it says the Gemara Tashima, we have a Raya, because the Mishnah says, it says that that was the shear. So what's the Mishnah mean? When we read the Mishnah, we said that the Gemara is going to explain these words. It says that the Kohen Gadol takes the Malay Chafnav, Hagadol fi Gadlai, Hakatol fi Katnai, each Kohen Gadol according to his size, V'kachai Samidasa. So what does it mean, V'kachai Samidasa? Says the Gemara, My Lav Shem Raitze Lasis Mida Acheres Aisa, isn't it coming to teach us that if he wants, he can make an actual measuring cup with that shear, V'kachai Samidasa, that it's just about the shear, but he doesn't actually have to do the action of the Chafina? Isn't that what the the Mishnah means that it's not like kamitza. That's not like kamitza, that he's allowed to make a measuring cup. Says the Gemara, no, hachi kamar. I can tell you that the Mishnah means like this, that v'kacha yachayzer v'chayfna lefnim. Now, when the Mishnah says v'kachi midasa, v'kachi isa midasa, it means that he's going to eventually do it again. When he goes l'fnai v'lefnim, he has the calf that has the malay chafnav of keteres in the calf, so he has to go again and do a malay chafnav, and he has to again do a ma'isa chafina when he goes l'fnai v'lefnim. Maybe v'kachi isa midasa, when he does it the second time, he's going to do it a second time once he goes into the kodesh hakodashim, and that's what the Mishnah means. Well, frakta gemara, shmas minah chayfen v'chayzer v'chayfen. You mean to tell me that our Mishnah is a raya to this idea that the Kohen Gadol would do Chafina twice on Yom Kippur, that he would do Chafina to take the Keteris out from the Machta and put it into the Kaf, and then he would do Chafina again a second time in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? It's going to be a Shaila later whether or not that's true. So you mean to tell me that from our Mishnah we see that that's the way it worked? Says the Gemara, no, because Dilma Shim Ratzel Lasis Mida Oisa, because I could tell you that the Mishnah means to say you can't bring a Raya from our Mishnah that he does Chafina a second time, because maybe our Mishnah means to say that he can make a measuring cup. Meaning, when it comes to an our Gemara, what we want to know is he allowed to make a measuring cup. So you can't bring a raya from our Gemara that he's allowed to make a measuring cup. Because I can tell you that the Gemara means to say that he does Chafina again a second time later. Now when the Gemara later on is going to have a Shaila, if he does Chafina a second time, you can't bring a raya from our Mishnah that he does Chafina a second time. Because maybe the Mishnah means that he's allowed to make a measuring cup. It's not Muchach either way. So either way, you can't prove anything from our Mishnah. Inami, another pshat of what our Mishnah could mean, third pshat at what the words v'kach ha'isam yidasa kamin, and then it's mamish not a riot to anything, is that shalayach shalichaser shalayaser. It just means v'kach ha'isam yidasa. It means that he has to take exactly a malay chafnav. He's not allowed to take anything less or anything more. And that's what the Mishnah means, that v'kach ha'isam yidasa. So nothing to do with making a measuring cup, nothing to do with doing a chafina a second time, and there's nothing to learn from our Mishnah. So the Gemara doesn't bring any riot in the end. Yeah.